think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
Okay.
Yay. It worked.
Sorry.
Inside joke.
Oh, yes.
This is take three.
It's the technical aspects of radio.
I don't know why your MP3s wind up skipping like fucking scratched CDs. I don't know why.
I think we've gotten hip-hop all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, it's bad. Oh, I'm so glad people didn't hear what happened on the first two takes.
Well, we got it going now.
Yeah.
So let's introduce ourselves.
Fingers were crossed, man.
Yes. Fingers and toes.
And eyes.
Okay. Hello, my name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. The two of us and you equals Balcony Radio.
And BalconyRadio.com and BalconyRadio@gmail.com.
That's the place to be, the place to email.
Stuff.
Exactly. So what are we doing today?
We're listening to some big music.
Yes. Oh, man, this is going to be fun, right?
Really big music. Yeah. We're listening to some Phil Spector today.
Okay. So we won't get into Phil's current status as an off-road murderer.
Well-coiffed murderer.
He's very well-coiffed. But we're going to get into some Phil in a bit, but let's just start off by saying the guy is a genius.
He's a production genius, man. He's had some amazing hits over the years.
He's kind of the reason why the music you like exists, because all the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and all those people that you like so much, they love Phil.
And they all tried to imitate him.
Brian Wilson did pretty hard.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
And he's one of these touchstones that people don't really realize, you know, kind of like, you know, like a Jackie Brenston kind of situation where it's like, this is really where it starts, and it's not, you know, kind of not common knowledge that Phil is, you know, kind of, you know,
he's
an origin. He's kind of an origin.
Yeah, he's where the, he's the,
he's
ground,
an origin
he's
spot.
Ground zero. Actually.
Yeah, he's a ground zero spot in the same way like Sun Studios is or Motown, you know, in those kind of ways. He's a landmark. It's a thing where it's like Phil Spector.
You know what that means.
It's not a name anymore.
It's a definition.
Exactly. It's a thing now. And Phil Spector, you expect, what do you hear? Like, here, let's do word association. I'll say Phil, and then you say what comes to mind. All right. Phil Spector.
Ramones.
Ah, see? Yeah. That's not bad. All right. That's because you're a fucking punk.
Yeah.
All right, let's try again. Phil Spector.
Oh, my God. Big sound.
There we go. Which you got from the Ramones, too, which nobody else did. So we're both super big fans of Phil, and I think it's one of those situations, kind of like the Woody Allen, Roman Polanski situation with you and I, where we both are still fans of the person's work and try and disassociate it from the personal life.
Yes, yes.
And with Phil, you kind of have to, because he had a whole lifetime of assholery before going to jail. So
yes, and he had been inactive for quite some time,
for a very long time, but he was very well known for being trouble. Big trouble.
Yes. But that's a whole nother story
that we will get into later.
Yes. But well, we got music to listen to.
Yeah, let's start with things that he produced without a gun in the room. So,
or Murray, maybe not. Who knows?
You think Phil was packing in the 50s?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, those were different days, you know?
So let's start with this. This is the first thing that Phil produced and wrote, and here's To Know Him Is to Love Him.
And
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel. Pretty little angel. Pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel.
Go, Rena, go, Rena. so. Darling, don't you know I love you so. Darling, don't you know I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me.
I
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That is the Crystals. And there's no other like my baby.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I like saying that in DJ voice, too. There's no other like my baby by the Crystals.
Oh, God, you do that too well. I'm not even going to try because that's tough to beat. Man. You want to do the whole set that way? Oh, no, that's going to be annoying. No, don't do that.
I won't. Okay.
I will give you payola to not do that.
Really? Well, we had some great songs. All right, I'm sorry. No B. Mitchell reading.
Don't make me do my Phil impression and pull my gun out.
Uh-oh. Good heavens.
Okay. I was almost doing the... I was still stuck on our Canadian show for a second. Don't make me pull my gun out.
No, not your gun.
Oh. Here comes the gun. All right.
Again?
You dork. All right. Should I read it or do you want to?
Oh, go right ahead. All right. Please, read right.
So we started with the Teddy Bears doing Phil's... the first song that Phil wrote and produced on his own. And I know this as a fact because I read liner notes like a fucking nerd that Phil wrote that song about his dad.
Because
he was a daddy's boy.
There you go.
He was pretty close to his dad. So his first song was a eulogy to his dad. That's what that is. People don't know that because it's a love song. But it's I think his dad passed away when Phil was in his teens, as the story goes.
Oh, I think I've heard that story. Yeah. Yes.
And when Phil was not at home when his dad died, I forgot why. Phil was somewhere else.
Mm.
I don't remember what the occasion was. I think Phil had moved to Hollywood. Is that the deal? And his dad was.
I think that's probably it.
I think Phil's from the Midwest. Where's? Do you recall where he's from?
Not exactly. I think maybe he might be from Illinois.
Look it up. Let's look it up. But yeah, that's this because like I said, nerd. I read liner notes, and the story was that Phil had wrote that for his dad. It's his first composition because his dad passing away had upset him so much that he started writing songs. And that's the first one he finished. Where's he from?
He was Bronx, New York.
Okay, so he's from New York. Okay. That makes sense because that's where I recorded. And then he came to LA in the 60s. But he starts recording all these people. He's one of those guys that hung around the Brill Building too a bit because he records some folk music as well.
Mm-hmm.
In this show, we're sticking to singles. That's why. But his recording career is really varied because he starts kind of doing hard R&B and then he does a lot of folk music. And then in the late 60s, he does, you know, he invents Blue-Eyed Soul. and then he does the Beatles. And in between, there's a lot of really interesting stuff and but we're sticking to singles because we could have made this a 2 and 3 hour show.
That's very, very true. Could have gone right on. But yes, yeah. It's his sound really. He did have his bands in the beginning. Yeah.
So and then we played Pretty Little Angel Eyes by Curtis Lee, and that's a good one. And then Karina Karina, a really groovy version of an old song that we that's an old country song, I think, right?
Like yes, a super it is. Old country song. It is an old country song, which came out in 1961, actually.
Yeah, that song did. Okay, yeah, click on that song. See what it says. Traditional.
Yeah, 12-bar country blues song.
There we go. Traditional song. It's a ton of people do it. Even Bob Dylan does it on one of his early records, too.
First recorded in December 1928.
Fucking A. And that was by Ray Peterson. And then we moved on to one of my fucking favorite love songs ever, I Love How You Love Me, by the Paris Sisters. That one is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finished it up there with the Crystals doing There's No Other Like My Baby.
Right on.
Not
man.
Bad. Yes, eh? This okay, is... We can do oldies radio.
Yeah, I think we could. But
all right, do the voice again.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to oldies radio here at Balcony
don't
Radio.
Don't forget to mix in the traffic report and the time.
Traffic on the fours. Let's go to the sky.
Well, the 405 is jammed all the way to...
Well, thanks, Barry. Let's get back to the tunes.
You're fired.
All right.
Here's Connie Francis.
They tell me that there's someone else you really, truly love. And even when we kiss, sit alone and count the tears that fall. I'd rather
Radio.
Like Boone and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool and the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric Cohen and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just the Fly Burrito, brother.
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry. Whoa.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
We'll be right back.
can do so much. All you still more. Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Oh, its end. I'm at peace in the web of your arms.
Wow. Wow, that is just amazing.
Yeah, I know.
The Righteous Brothers.
Exactly, they are.
Bobby Hatfield on the lead vocal scream.
Jeez.
Wow.
When you can scream in tune, you know you're the shit, really. Not a lot of people can do that.
No,
take it high, take it loud.
Take it loud and high and off the map.
Yeah, like him and Nar Garfunkel in that same range. Like these guys could have done Bridge Over Troubled Water so well.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
That would have been a great song for them. Maybe they did at some point.
Let's wish they did.
That was just amazing.
I'm going to search that out.
I heard a couple of Righteous Brothers tracks in that last set.
Yeah.
Ebtide and Unchained Melody before
that. He worked
so
well with them and did so many just fucking great recordings. We had to drop in a couple of them.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that again later on.
Yes.
So tell us what we played so I can do the plugs.
Sure. We started with Ms. Connie Francis and Secondhand Love, a very beautiful song. All these songs really have a great heat to them. I think that's what's great about Phil Spector's production is they generate heat when you listen to them, you know, like the Righteous Brothers and then Connie Francis, and dude did Secondhand Love. And then we heard Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans right after that and Zippity Doodah. And then the great Ronettes with the great song, Be My Baby.
Great is not the word.
Everybody knows that song. Sing it in one
form. The immortal Ronettes.
The immortal Ronettes singing the immortal Be My Baby. And then the Righteous Brothers capped it off with two songs, Unchained Melody and Ebtide.
Both super big hits for them.
Man.
Especially Unchained Melody.
Just amazing. Like I said.
Still hear it on the radio, still stop to listen.
Both of those guys could sing their, lungs
they?
Out. Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield.
And they had cool names, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Medley and Hatfield? Fuck. They could have gone by that, too.
Mm-hmm. So, Anthony's going to tell some plugs-a-roo. Give it to you.
I'm going
to
mute you. Okay. That's enough of you now. Wow. Here, you know what? Here, why don't you take this and this and that? Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. This will quiet you down. Here's your pacifier. So, keep it down. So, the first thing you should do is head on over to your emails and send us a missive if you feel so inclined to. It is balconyradio@gmail.com. That's the email address. Go ahead and send us a question, a comment, or an idea for a show or a song you want to hear that we haven't played yet. And if we like it, we'll totally play it because we're open to anything at all. We're your friends that are cool. So,
we like it all, man.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then the second thing you should do is head on over to our website and check out our actual radio station broadcasting music 24 hours a day. 6 days a week, we play whatever comes up in Scott and my collected record collections, which is a stupid sentence. That's the way it sounded. We put all our two music libraries together, shuffle them up, and then play whatever comes up randomly. We get about 50,000 songs in our library, which is way more than whatever shitty radio station you listen to. Believe me, it is. And you'll never hear the same song twice in the balcony. Believe that's one you can.
Yeah, we try to do that.
I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
I think it's with. You'd have to really listen for a long time.
Nobody does. Yeah. So, go check it out. The stream is totally safe for work and commercial free. The only breaks in the music you'll hear is our little station IDs. So you can listen to it at work with other people around and not be embarrassed. And they'll all say, "Oh, what is that?" At least two or three times in an hour. Believe us. Seriously.
Yeah, I guess
that's right. You have to unmute yourself.
That's true. I'm sorry. That's true.
Now, you know what? No chiming in for you. And then the other thing you'll find on our website there are episodes of our old podcast here that we drop twice a week. There's a line of them on the left. That's where the archive is. And the new episode is at the top of the page. And what we do is two episodes of tunes a week, kind of like a little mixtape with your buddies here guiding you through all the songs. On Sunday, we do one of our regular programs. We have about 24 lined up for you of different musical genre types across the spectrum of strumming and drumming. We got a rock show, an oldie show, a women's show, a kick-ass rock show, singer-songwriter's show, all kinds of stuff. So 24 different programs. We rotate them on a weekly basis and drop them on Sunday nights. So you start your week off with some free music from your buddies here. And then on Wednesday, Scott uploads another episode of music, and that would be the 101 series, such as you're listening to right now with Phil Spector. We've done other things, other artists, locations, musical genres. We've done label-specific shows. What else? Things in different languages, ones different from countries. Specific countries, all kinds of things. We try and mix it up on the 101 series to keep it interesting, and it's always fun to think of...
Come up with a new topic.
Yeah, what's the topic we can do? And
maybe we should do a person this time.
Yeah, it's just fun. It really is. And we drop one of those on Wednesday, so you get about 4 hours of music, not safe for work, from
yes,
us.
Right.
We do like to swear when the song is fucking great. Sorry.
That's
so really, listen for the music, but trust that you're going to hear some swearing, so only listen in a cool place or on headphones. And then the next thing you should do is head on over to the Facebook and do a little search there. Type in Balcony Radio in the white rectangle at the top of the page.
Yes, there you go.
We should be the only thing that pops up. Be our friends. We drop episode. What are you doing?
Just doing low pan. That weird.
Don't Jim Ladd our show. So go and check it out. Be our friends there. We drop episodes of the podcast as well as other music news and information and stuff there. All music all the time. Check it out. Balcony Radio.
Right on, man.
Back to the music. Oh. Oh, can I introduce music. This? Because I love this one. This
sure.
is I really like this song.
Wait
this
a second. Go ahead. And I just
what are you doing?
I just got to make
more
sure.
More on-air
more on
engineering.
Stuff.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, this is super unprofessional.
I'm
Look
sorry.
At me filling air.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So here's Darlene Love with Today I Met the Boy I'm Gonna Marry.
Bride when he walked through the door.
This is The Balcony.
The Velvet Underground.
I'm talking about none other than Bootsy Collins.
In...
of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The Yardbirds.
Chuck Berry.
Paul Quinn.
Your...
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The Replacement.
Ear holes. Plural.
You've been
karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Everybody pounding away on their instruments. You can sort of hear it in the fade out of that song.
We're in the back too, right?
Yeah, I think we were in there screaming screaming backup vocals.
You had a tambourine and I was sitting next to
my voice.
Remember, you had a tambourine and I was sitting next to Mia Farrow's sister.
Oh, there you go.
She wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah. Oh well. So it goes.
Yeah.
And here you are on Balcony Radio.
With you.
And where is Mia Farrow's sister?
In Connecticut somewhere.
Okay.
On the Upper West Side.
Probably making a lot of money doing something.
Nothing. is it your turn? You read it.
Okay, I'll read it. Started with Darlene Love.
Yes, you got it right. You got it right.
Yes, all right. And today I met the boy I'm going to marry. Oh, isn't that nice?
She means it.
She's a good girl. Yes, she did. And then right after that, The Treasures and Hold Me Tight, another pretty song. All these songs are really, really nice. And then we kind of pump it up with Ike and Tina Turner after that. And probably, I think, Take 86 of River Deep, Mountain High.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I don't know which one they used, but it tanked horribly.
Well, they used the drums from Take 86. They used her vocals from Take 215.
Yeah, no, I don't think they could do that. I think there was too much bleed over in all the other microphones
with
all the noise.
You don't
think
so?
Yeah, so?
You don't think they were multi-tracking that well back then?
No, they weren't multi-tracking at all back then. Not like that.
They couldn't separate her vocals onto one track back then?
No, that's probably why they did so many takes.
Ah.
Because everything was bleeding over into all the other microphones. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. But yeah, he made her sing that song so many times.
Many times. So you can sort of hear it. She's kind of tired in that track, in that take.
Oh, yeah. That performance is lived in, man. She's done that song a lot by then.
And then the Checkmates Limited right after I Can Tina Turner with Black Pearl.
Great song.
That's a good one. That's an unusual one. I wasn't ready for that. Mm-hmm. That's an
indie. Pretty groovy, huh?
Very cool. And then John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band.
Yes, don't say her name.
I won't. From the, that would be from Imagine and Instant
No,
Karma.
It's not. That was a single.
Oh, that was
just
a single.
Just a single.
Ah.
Yeah. It was the singles he did with John were this and Power to the People. Those were just singles. I don't think those are either. I don't think either of them are on a record. And then he produced the whole record Imagine, which is just beautiful.
Yes, it is. It's a great record.
Well, we decided not to play from that because you didn't want to play Jealous Guy.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Instant Karma is a way better song anyway.
Yes, it pumps.
Oh, yeah. It's and a it's kick-ass a good, way to end the set,
a,
man.
And a good lead into the next song.
Fucking A, because we're going to play some more Beatles. You want to just jump in?
Let's do it.
Here's George doing For You Blue.
No, actually.
Yes, it oh, is. Oh, yeah, it's
oh,
right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hit it. The button.
Cause you're a sweet and lovely girl. I love you. Cause you're a sweet and lovely girl, it's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. I want you in the morning, girl, I love you. I want you at the moment I feel. I'm living every moment, girl, for you. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
What better way to end the show with a cover version of the guy who we are featuring today, producing one of the guys he did back in the day.
Yeah. And a couple of the guys. Really, the full circle is the Ramones adored him. That's why they wanted to work with him. And then Phil proved to be trouble for them. big trouble.
Well, yes.
He pulled a gun on them.
a little too much of a handful.
Several times. Actually, I read a Mojo.
But it wasn't as bad as I think everybody portrayed it to be.
No. I recently found an old Mojo of mine, like under the couch. Not under the couch. Under the coffee table.
Okay.
I was sitting on the couch. But it was a.
I haven't moved that couch in a while.
Yeah, no, shut up. But it had a cover story on the Ramones recording End of the Century with him, and Phil was fucking crazy by then. Mm-hmm. So he would do sometimes when he was being especially like chemically imbalanced. Is sometimes he would wear a cape when he was behind the glass,
whoa.
And that's when they called that bad Phil, and they knew that was going to be a horrible day when they saw the cape. So he would have good days and bad days, and like the good days it'd be fucking great,
really?
And then the bad days it'd be like, ooh, shit.
Wow.
So it took them, I think, 3 months to record that album or something like that, and it just, yeah.
Well, it was...
Which is 3 months longer it took them to record the first album.
Well, the results ended up being pretty amazing.
It's a good album. Yeah. It wasn't the breakthrough that both the Phil and the Ramones needed, which is a bummer, but it's got a cult following, and you and I fucking adore it.
I'm part of that cult as well.
Hell, I fucking drink
especially
the Kool-Aid.
Especially the movie, Rock and Roll High School. The
movie is awful, but yeah, it has its merits. They're great in it. They're the hallway thing.
When they're playing in the hallway.
When they're doing the title track in the hallway. Fuck, yes.
Yes.
That's great.
That's what every high school needs is the Ramones going down the hallway playing the track.
That's
from
right. Here's your detention.
Yeah, right. Here's your Rock and Roll High School.
So, that's the end of the show. Why don't you read it off?
Sure. Okay.
Read off the last set, Scott.
The last set contained two Ramones songs there from the End of the Century record. Danny Says and Baby, I Love You.
Baby, I
Love You. Okay, nice.
It's really good.
Yes.
It's catchy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Everybody, it's stuck in everybody's head now.
Mine now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then Leonard...
It's going to be you next, buddy.
Yeah, it's coming. It's already there. And then Leonard Cohen before that from the record Death of a Ladies Man and the song Fingerprints.
All right.
Well, extremely controversial record.
Yeah, I was about to ask, what are your feelings? You bought it recently.
I bought it. I gave it a big thumbs down. I'm sorry.
We're going to disagree on that one.
I just give it, oh my God, I can't believe it. It's like, what have they done to Leonard Cohen?
I like it.
It's like, oh my God. And then I read the story about it. It's like, oh, that's
well, the story
did.
Is great. Yeah, you know what they did is they went into West Hollywood and with a room full of liquor and locked the door is what happened.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's a studio full of liquor.
A studio full of booze with the door locked, and they made this eventually. And I like it. It's kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's Leonard doing Roxy Music, kind of. It's lounge Leonard.
I guess
it's you know it's open collar music.
Oh man, whatever it is, it's.
Let's just say a lot of people did a lot of blow to this record.
It's got Phil Spector's fingerprints, as it were, all over it, and that was the name of the song we heard. Fingerprints.
I'm pushing the microphone.
Okay, away. So I had to tie it in there, man. That's okay. Get your fingerprints all over the microphone. And so you know it's
this is worse than muting myself.
It's
right?
Good. It's good for something. It's good for some people. It's bad for other people. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of the record. Although I like Leonard Cohen. I love Leonard Cohen. I'm learning to like him a lot more. But that's just not one of the things I would give anybody to listen to.
Oh no, you would not start them with that. Oh God, no. You'd start them with something in the '60s, yes. Like Songs of Love and Hate or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah. So. Actually, the best of is where to start, because his best of is fucking great and leans really heavily on the old material.
Right,
and
exactly.
It's a lot of acoustic songs. That's the way you'd start, because all the best songs are on that.
Oh, you get your Suzanne and your...
And Marianne and other girl songs.
Blue Raincoat and all that stuff. Anyway, enough about Leonard Cohen. Let's move back to George Harrison, whom we heard also in that last set from a record, All Things Must Pass, the record, All Things Must
the
Pass.
The triple record.
Yes, and What Is Life, the name of that song. And the Beatles started things out there from Let It Be and For You Blue, and that's the name of the show for you. That's the end of the show for you, 101 Series Lesson number 68. Phil Spector, my name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. This was the
I had to remember. I've seen all these names of people here. It's like who would
wait? What connects these?
Oh yeah, it's Phil Spector, man.
That's right. Crazy little man, big afro, gun.
Oh yeah,
shoots pretty girls.
So a lot of great stuff there, and follow up on all these records too. Mm-hmm. Even Death of a Ladies Man. It's a good record. It's not a good record, but it's worth listening to.
If you're adventurous and you have an open mind, and yeah, it's on Spotify. Go just give it one listen. The music is it's acquired taste. But the lyrically, Leonard is at the top of his game.
Absolutely.
So you have to at least give him that. The production may be kind of spotty, and the songs are. Leonard shouldn't sing. Let's just say that. Leonard should do what he's doing now, which is talking through songs.
Yeah.
But I like it. We'll agree to disagree on that. You and I will sit through it again, though.
Probably.
I'll fucking make you.
Okay, fine.
Hey, let's get out of here.
All right. We'll finish it up now with the last thing that Phil Spector produced, the last album that he produced. It's Star Sailor. Yeah. The album is called Silence Is
Easy.
When
did this come out again? 2003?
2007.
2007?
Yes.
No way. Really?
Yes, 2007.
It's that late?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
So this is the title track.
Check it out.
From Silence Is Easy. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
have lots of records.
The Elements Brothers!
Go Diddley.
We like to play records.
Lou Reed.
Isley Brothers.
We have so many records.
The Chambers Brothers.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
We like to play home records.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.
It's not a boat.